Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioStPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back. I hope you are well. I hope you're enjoying the fresh new year. I love how people just, you know, think that it's just a fresh start. And I guess it is, in a way. I get what you're saying, but it's not. It feels exactly the same to me, doesn't it? I didn't screw up today. I went back to work today. I'm recording this on the 2nd of January. So I feel like I'm in vacation mode a little bit still. If New Year's is in the middle of the week, you're not really starting, the fresh year until that following Monday, and that's when everything will get back on track, right? Am I the only one who does this? I'm sure not. You know, I considered, I was like, man, maybe I'll just call out of work the rest of the week, and I'm like, what am I gonna do? I'm not gonna be able to really do anything. I'm broke. You know, I just sit around and watch TV all day. So I just was like, screw it. I'll go to work and do my laundry at work while the bosses are out. So that's what I did. But, the new year doesn't really start fresh until that following Monday after. And that's when you're really into it. And then you got following Monday, you got the national championship game on. And then I figure, like, that's almost, the kind of end. College football ends. Football playoffs are starting. Professional football playoffs. We got some Bucks news coming up very soon. But that's when the real New Year starts, is that Monday. Did you make any resolutions? Are you a New Year's person, New Year's resolutions person? I'm not really. People ask me, what's your plan? What are you going to try to accomplish this year? I just keep doing what I'm doing, really. It seems to be working, so that's good. I hosted Stay Woke earlier this week. That was the first time ever doing that. Anna was out sick. We're going to play some of that a little later. So that was cool, man. I feel like I've accomplished a lot and not really anything. Yeah, I kind of feel both ways about it. And you have to appreciate the little things that you accomplish. But it was surreal sitting in that, sitting in the number one chair, on the bone. I co-host a show there, weeknights and everything. And that was cool. That was the big thing that I thought was the pinnacle of my year in 2018. Or 2017, I guess, technically it started. But the show continued to grow, and it's still on the air now. So I feel like, okay, good. We're kind of making it and whatever. So that was my highlight of the year. And then this year, by the end of 2018, I got to sit in that seat one. And it was kind of surreal because, I started this podcast years ago. I wanted to get into radio. And I got into radio doing promotions and then, worked hard there and got this co-hosting job with Anna, and we get along great. So things are just going good. And I don't want to jinx myself saying it out loud, but, you know, this year I hope that we continue to grow and things happen. I'd like to be on earlier in the day. That would be great. Maybe get some more, you know, hosting positions there, filling in or whatever. But I really like working with Anna, so I'm cool, you know, in the number two chair. It's way less pressure, boy. Oh, my God. I was pooping my panties sitting in that number one chair because it's – I don't really – Anna's like, oh, you know how to run the board? Because there's buttons you got to push and all that to do the shows. Yes. And luckily it was on text message, so she could not hear the sarcasm in that. So I went ahead and did it, and we're going to hear a little bit of that later, but I was definitely pooing my pants, and it was a different experience. I really liked it, though. I felt kind of the same as when I did comedy for the first time, stand-up comedy. It's a lot of pressure, and, you know, some people feel like either that this is for them and they can't wait to do it again, or they decide, that really wasn't for me. So with stand-up comedy, I liked doing it, and I liked being done with it. And with hosting the radio show, too, it was the same feeling, but I also couldn't wait to do that again. So that was very reassuring and a great feeling. And knowing that I can do that, you know, it just was a big confidence booster. So that was my highlight of 2018. Going into 2019, I just want to, you know, keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to join a gym, but I'm not going to go until probably mid-February. And when all the people drop out that said that they were going to go to the gym this year. But if you sign up, you get, like, there's good deals and stuff. You don't have to sign up for the entry fees and, you know, the sign-up fees and all that junk. So I'll probably just sign up and then, you know, go in February. That's my plan. 813-693-2124 is the message line here, voice and text messages you could send. I got a text message, a voicemail on that line, and it was clearly a wrong number. And I don't know what the hell the guy was saying. In fact, let me just play it. And I feel bad for this guy because it's something was important. And I don't think English was his first language. And he needed something done. And it's not going to get done. I don't even know how to, get it. I mean, I guess I have his phone number. I could call him. But he doesn't speak English. I'm not going to, you know, what can I do? So here, let's play this message from this person here. This is on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, any question? How the ice? How the machine is not work? He said how the K7. What's going on? You have something to say? Thank you.
So don't know what that means. Number one, and that guy's kind of screwed because he didn't get an answer. So sorry, buddy. But if you want to leave a voicemail and English is your first language and can speak it well, even if it isn't. You can still call in. I will try to get through it, but it's 813-693-2124. HMBRadio.com is the website. Find us on Facebook at HMB Radio, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find me at @home_made_man. And make sure that you rate and subscribe to this podcast. Tell a friend about it. Word of mouth is the best. Absolute best form of advertising for stuff like this. So telling a friend or family about it, if you like the show, much appreciated. And, of course, just leaving subscribing and then rating. It only takes a second. That really helps us out, too, in the rankings there for the podcast. I don't really know how. I probably should. But just, you know, the more attention it gets, the better it does in the rankings. So I appreciate you taking the time to do that. And I want to hear your resolutions, if you have any. What are you going to do? What's your big plan? I want to know. And then we'll play them back. You know, if I get any good ones, we'll play them back in 2020 and see if you met your goals. 813-693-2124. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V is in victory. Y, salonandspa.com, 89084 Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Pete. Botox ladies coming. That's right. New year, get rid of your old face. Nobody wants to see that. So make an appointment at Truvy Salon and Spa. Get it taken care of. Get a haircut while you did that. And make a good impression on people. Stop scaring people. Just trying to walk down the street. Get your face straightened out, would you? HomemadePodcast.com is the other sponsor. HomemadePodcasts.com. That's your one-stop shop. And I believe in this business. Why? Because it's my business. If you are interested in podcasting, you know, and you need help, whether it's with hardware, software, RSS feeds, any of that, I can help you. Send me a message at homemadepodcasts.com. Or if you're a business that wants to create some sort of audio content for your website to draw in new or perhaps reach existing customers. Podcasts are a fantastic way to do that. So get at me at homemadepodcasts.com. Let's work together.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
The football season came to an end. Well, it's not ending, but the regular season came to an end, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did not make the playoffs. No, because they were 5-10, and again, for the, I don't know, second year in a row now, they were supposed to be good the year before, they were supposed to be good this year. It just didn't happen for them. So what do? You gotta get rid of your coach, I guess, and that's what the Buccaneers did. They fired head coach Dirk Cutter earlier this week, and they are going with an outside hire, from what I understand. It's going to be nobody from inside the organization, which means probably a cleaning house pretty much inside. Jason Light, the GM, did manage to hold on to his job, though, so he will be conducting the search. And apparently Jason Light has some ties with the Arizona Cardinals organization, which had Bruce Arians as coach one time, pretty successful coach there in Arizona, led him to some playoff appearances. And Arians retired, but is open to hearing what the Bucs have to say. That's the newest candidate out there. Brian Kelly from Notre Dame is another candidate that's being mentioned in this search. Eric Benemy, but he's the Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator. Chiefs are awesome, so that guy seems appealing to me, but I don't know anything, so don't listen to me. Jack Del Rio, former coach. I don't know. Who do you want to see as the new Bucs coach? Who do you want him to see take the reins? I heard that Mike Tomlin might be available. He may be getting – I can't believe that would happen, but that would be great if Mike Tomlin came back to Tampa Bay, had a lot of success under Tony Dungy and became the Pittsburgh Steelers coach there and won them quite a few Super Bowls up there. So that would be great to see Mike Tomlin come back in the red and pewter. I'd like to see that. But, again, I don't know anything, so – what are they going to do? I'm glad I don't have to make that decision, but it better work, whatever the Buccaneers decide to do with this thing, because it's been a long drought. And you know the Glazers do want to win. I believe they do, the owners of the Bucs, but whatever they're doing just isn't working. So I heard that they might hire, they're staying out of the coaching hunt, so they say. Anyways, they're going to let Jason Light pick his guy. So I don't know, man. This is like the fifth or sixth coach in, as many years. It seems like 10 years or whatever, so... God bless them. I hope they get it right. For the love of God, please. 813-693-2124. If you want to put, who do you want to be the Bucs head coach? And if you feel like that it's rough being a Bucs fan, well, you're right. It is. Because the ESPN's ranking of the most miserable fan bases in sports, the Bucs came in at 15th. And that includes not only the NFL, but the MLB, the NBA, and the NHL. Only the Browns, Bills, Jets, and Bears, and Lions fare worse among these NFL teams. And those are bad teams, boy. ESPN considered championships, playoff berths, playoff wins, heartbreaks, and how the fan base rivals fared and coming up with its rankings. Bucs fans got dinged for a 26-game losing streak at the franchise beginning, as well as for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going the past 11 seasons without a playoff berth and 16 without a postseason win. Meanwhile, each of their NFC South rivals, the Saints, Panthers, and Falcons, have made the Super Bowl at some point in the past decade. Rays fans don't fare much better in the rankings, placing 18th out of, 123. Oh, my God. I think the Rays are. I'm really excited about the Rays this year, and I think you should be too. Again, I don't know anything, but I'm excited. So, we'll see what happens. As you might expect, the Lightning fared much better, ranking 104th. They are the 20th happiest overall fan base and fifth happiest in the NHL. The most miserable fan base, the NBA Sacramento Kings. So, God bless the Kings. Hopefully something can happen with them to make them not so sad. Actually, screw the Kings. There's California. Who cares? Yeah. Get bent, Kings.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioSaintPete.com.
Earlier this past week, I got to host Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program, and it's heard at midnights on 102.5 The Bone every weeknight. And I didn't know what I was doing. I was freaking out. So I'm going to play a little clip from that for you to listen to, see if you can hear the fear in my voice. So make sure you download the 102.5 The Bone app if you do not have it, because you can get Stay Woke on demand. So you don't have to stay up till midnight to listen to it like a crazy person. You can kind of listen to it at your leisure. So download that, and let's hear a little clip from me hosting Stay Woke on 102.5 The Bone. Welcome to tomorrow.
I am not on a Hummel.
No. My name is Will Kuntz. You may know me from such programs as Stay Woke, where I co-host normally. Unfortunately, Anna Hummel is under the weather. But no worries, because I have with me my compadre, Brian Adams.
You're off to a fine start, sir.
Am I?
You really are. You're off to a fine start.
No, I'm not. I'm off to a terrible start.
Barring the near heart attack you had when both of our chief engineers walked in right before the show.
First off, let me explain what happened. So I'm sitting down here. I am pooping my pants a little
bit. You really are.
I'm breathing heavy.
Yeah.
I don't feel good. But I'm going to sit down. I'm going to do this program. I'm going to make Anna proud. She's going to be so happy for me and for us. And I go to move the microphone. Mm. That's a normal thing you do to adjust it to make sure it's at my level, where I'm at.
Dare I say every host does that?
I would say so.
I just called you a host.
Thank you. It feels good. And I go to move the damn thing, and I pull the freaking microphone out of the whole holster thing.
It will not be the last time you do that, by the way. I've done it four or five times.
And then, so I sit down. I finally get that, you know, comfortable for me. And then Mike Cernak and Dylan, the chief engineers here, come in and go, "You're the one who's doing that." And I went, "No, it's not me. It's not me. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never sat here before."
The look on your face, man.
Oh, sheer terror. So I guess the touchscreen monitor that has the sound pods on it and everything, the hotkeys, did not. Apparently it stopped working at one point. And it's because people keep moving it and jerking it around too hard. And now it's broken. And I guess they just fixed it. But it was not me. So that was, I didn't throw Johnny under the bus. I wanted to, but I didn't. I just said, "I don't know." Yeah. It was like that. Now, I think by process of elimination, you can determine that, it was, you know.
They know.
Johnny. But, you know, I didn't throw him under the bus. So it's a fine start, though. It feels good. Ryan, thank you very much for being here.
Of course, dude.
You know, I'm worried about Anna, and I actually have some news, though, about Anna.
Oh, man, what?
Well, she's been very ill.
Yeah. We talked about that. She's not in prison, by the way.
Unfortunately, I just got the news that Anna actually passed away earlier tonight, about 4 minutes ago.
Okay, what?
Yeah, Anna's deceased. She succumbed to her illness, and she is no longer with us on the plane.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a lot.
Did we find out exactly what the illness was? I need to know.
I didn't. I don't know happened to her.
Pertinent question. Should have asked.
I think it was some sort of cancer AIDS hybrid, perhaps.
CADES?
Yes. Way to say it. Yeah. Mm. So I don't know. We wish Anna the best from heaven, and I hope you're prepared to sit in that seat for the time to come.
Because, I'm prepared.
Yeah.
Do I have to convert to Judaism though, just to kind of keep the flow going?
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to, but like I said, it's definitely something to think about.
I'm not eating kale. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not doing it.
That's another thing, man. I tell you, I am. Anna's not dead, by the way. Obviously.
Yeah, she's really not. She's really not.
I know people got upset when we were goofing around about that she was arrested. I always like to say when she's not here that she's dead because it's funny. And Anna has a great sense of humor.
Oh, we killed her off on the show before, on the Johnny B show before. Yeah,
every time. And it still gets people, which is hilarious.
It legitimately has made, a couple people are literally upset tonight.
That she was arrested. I know I'm going to get probably bitched at for saying that she's dead. But she's not dead. She's alive. She'll be back tomorrow, probably, I would imagine.
Maybe.
So I don't know what you did or what she did, what illness she has. Now, I told her the secret to not getting sick. It's pretty easy. I have a specialty that I use.
The Will Kuntz home remedy?
So this has worked last year, and it worked so far this year, although I probably just jinxed myself now that I said that out loud.
You got 4 days left, buddy, of 2018 to not get sick.
I'm feeling great.
Okay.
I don't have my palms are sweaty right now,
mm-hmm.
but other than that, I'm feeling good. So here's the secret. And listen, everybody out there. Now, it could be a placebo effect. I understand that. But the placebo effect is a real thing. And it's effective. If your mind believes it, you can overcome anything.
Always mind over matter, bro.
Absolutely. So here's the deal. You get the zinc vitamin C capsules.
Okay.
If you start to feel a little sick, you down one of those.
Zinc.
Other thing,
okay.
the zinc helps the vitamin C metabolize. It can't be just the vitamin C. You have to have the zinc in order to help the vitamin C metabolize. The other thing, saline spray. You jack your nose up with that?
I can't do that,
a few times?
Bro.
What do you mean?
I've tried the whole saline thing when I've had, like, congestion. I can't do it, bro.
Well, you don't do it when you have congestion because then it'll clog your nose up.
I guess I'm doing it wrong.
You just got to push down on the bridge of your nose a little bit.
Yeah,
like
I've heard that. Like, almost to the point where it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it relieves the pressure.
All right.
And then you just squirt some of that in there, some of the saline.
Noted.
Right. And you're good to go, man. That's it. And Anna scoffs at me, but who is laughing now? I'm here healthy, sitting in her chair.
You're getting real comfortable in that seat, too, already. Look at this.
No, I'm not at all.
Look at this. 6 minutes into the show.
Has it only been 6 minutes? Phone lines are open, by the way, 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. You can hit us up on social media. I'm home_made_man, and you can find Ryan at Scrum Ryan Radio. Now, here's the other thing, Ryan, that you can do to stay healthy.
At Anna Hummel Radio, too.
And Anna Hummel Radio,
she might be dead, but she's
and
102.5
The Bone. Or 102.5 The Bone. Yeah. Yes, of course. Sorry, Anna. So here's the other thing. Flu shots, what's your feeling on them?
We've gotten the flu shots for our son the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And this year it was really weird. We kind of freaked out because we got his flu shot a few weeks ago. And like a day after, he was kind of bothered by it. Like it was hurting. It was sore a little bit. And I guess maybe flu shots are different than any other kind of shots you get. But so like the next day, he was acting like really lethargic, which for my son is good.
Yeah,
he's got some social anxiety disorders that he's on meds for. So, mm-hmm. lucid Brayden is good for us. But I walked out of the bedroom like the day after he had a shot, and this is middle of the day on like a Saturday, and he is passed out on the couch, almost looking like he passed out from drinking too much. Like my son doesn't nap,
right?
But he was just out, and I went over and I was shaking him, checking to see if he was breathing, and he didn't wake up right away. So I don't know how I feel about it. They said that there's side effects to a flu shot.
Yeah, I think it can make you lethargic, make you sleepy, yeah. especially if you're a younger person,
yeah.
a child. Mm-hmm. You know, we got 200 pounds, and he's rocking. I think it's the same dosage probably they give you too. I don't know.
I don't remember that I've ever had a flu shot. I don't know if I
never.
Got it as a kid. I've never gotten it for myself.
Oh, man.
But I will say this, and I'll knock on wood too. I don't get sick, but when I do,
yeah.
I'm on my ass for 4 or 5
yeah,
days.
Yeah, no, it's the same with me,
it's
too.
Bad.
That's what I'm concerned about. Because it's supposed to be, I don't know what the severity, I saw a story today that the flu is, there's starting to be outbreaks now, and Georgia was one of the ones where it's blowing up, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's really close to Florida, so we're only, it's a matter of time.
But I'll say this, though, I am not okay with people saying that. Again, we've gotten our son the flu shot the last couple of years, but if you're a parent and you don't want to vaccinate your kid or get, who cares? It's your choice as a parent. I don't like the people that jump all over
parents.
You're
okay with no vaccinations for your children.
I think it's your decision as a parent. I don't think it's my decision to judge you.
Do you do vaccinations for your kids, though?
No. We did when they were young, like real, real young. Like my daughter's 3.5, but like when they were babies, they got different shots every 6 months or something like
that. You're an anti-vaxxer?
I'm not anti anything. I think that, it's your decision as a parent, and I don't think anybody should be chastised for it. I think it's one of those things where there's almost an equal on either side of the spectrum here. You're either for it or you're against it,
yeah.
and nobody's right. Nobody's wrong.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure somebody's right in that whole thing. You should vaccinate your children.
I don't know. Again, they were when they were younger. Like, they got their shots every 6 months
now
or something like that.
Now, you have
like
to be in order to go to public school, right?
Yeah.
You can't go to public school and not have, mumps and measles.
No, they get
those.
Yeah, they got those. But what I'm saying is, for me personally, I don't think I've just got this big anti don't tell me how to raise my kids thing going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think if you don't want to vaccinate your kids, I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to hold it against you. Like, I don't think you're a horrible parent if you don't vaccinate your kids.
But it's not. I mean, your kids are pretty young, right?
Yeah, 8 and 3. Yeah.
So there's still vaccinations that are probably upcoming at some point in the near future, mm-hmm. right? And are you going to choose to get those?
Well, probably, yeah.
You probably have to, or if you want to send them to
public school.
School,
yeah, yeah.
Now, but see, if you didn't have to vaccinate them to send them to public school, would you go ahead and vaccinate them anyway? Or
we probably would. Yeah, okay. But I went to Catholic school for half my school career.
Right.
So I mean, we didn't really have to worry about that because Catholic schools are different and all that stuff. But yeah, I guess the whole thing on that issue that turns me off to the whole thing is that people are so adamantly like one way or the other, and I don't believe in judging somebody as a parent. Unless you beat your children or inject them with heroin or something, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, my mom is, I love her very much, but she is a crazy person.
Okay.
So much so that she told me that given the option of what she knows now over what she knew then, she would not have me vaccinated. To which I replied, I'm very glad that you didn't know now what you knew then.
Yeah.
Or, yes, that's right. I thought I could switch that around.
No, it makes sense. I get it.
Yeah. Because that just seems like you're putting so much at risk, you know, your child's health for something that is scientifically proven it not to be true. Now, I think the deal is that they think that it causes autism.
There's side effects to everything, though.
There is side effects to everything, but... And I understand, like, I don't trust the government either. I think that's a lot of things, too. Like, oh, the government's trying to poison you. But in order for these conspiracy theories to make any sense, there has to be some sort of end game. So, I don't know. Listeners out there, are you afraid of vaccinations? What do you think about the flu shot? We want to hear about it. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Christmas just happened, Ryan.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Did you have any good Christmas stories? Did anybody embarrass you? Did you have a good family meetup, or did you have some run-ins?
You know, it was. I mean, you know what's going on. So it was an emotional.
Are you
more,
not comfortable talking about it?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Forget it.
But it was a good vacation. It was a good holiday. It was good. Yeah. I mean, we had a couple days off here. I had to be here for 10 hours on Christmas Day after my festivities were over, so I didn't really miss out on much.
Yeah.
I was running the board for the best ofs and such, but I don't know, man. It was good. I love being around my family. We do. There's like 15 of us that get together at my mom's house Christmas morning for breakfast and presents. And then everybody in my household does things Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
But it was good, man. You know,
I don't want to. I hope you don't take this inappropriate. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but no. Your sister's kind of cute. I saw her on her Instagram.
Okay. Big Red?
Yeah. I mean, she wasn't that big.
Oh, you're talking about my sister, Rebecca.
I don't
the one
know.
That the one that I posted the picture
the
of on
picture.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my sister Rebecca. She's fantastic. But I love all my siblings. I'm the oldest of five.
Oh, okay. So I didn't see the other ones.
She's the only one I took a picture with. Her and I are.
Why was that?
Well, we've probably been through more together in her 28 years of life because she's.
Is she married?
No, but she has a steady boyfriend. Wow, that's, yeah, and a steady boyfriend that's gotten her out of a lot of. Bad times.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got some baggage.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to try to answer this call. Hang on. Let me see.
Get
if I
it.
Do this.
You got
little
this, buddy.
Inside baseball. Hold. So, I guess let's just take the call. What do you say?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
Yeah.
So, how do I? Oh, God. There's another person calling, right?
Just take the first one.
All right.
Make sure the pod is up on the call.
All right. So, here we go. Let's do this. Please don't curse. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, my name is Anthony.
Hey,
I'm commenting about the vaccine.
Yes.
So I guess my mom vaccinated me when I was younger, everything like that. But now, I don't really want flu shots, anything like that. Only because I just believe naturally, your body will build, you know, a defense to germs.
I've heard that.
Yeah,
that's just how I feel. I know there's other sides of this. Spectrum where I could probably die
right.
if I get a really bad germ where the flu vaccine can come in handy. However, I guess that's just on the person being smart and hygienic. But that's just, I'm driving, so I'm just commenting. But you guys have a good night. Really good show.
Right on.
You guys have a good night.
Thanks, pal.
Appreciate it. He was more nervous than you.
Nervous Nelly. Uh-oh. Oh, how do I get him off?
Oh, boy, Anthony, that's not... Oh, you don't want to ask that question.
Oh, he just... Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. No, the thing with the flu shot, too, is, yeah, I mean, probably, like, kids and older people are more susceptible to,
of course,
the illness, so they want to get them. Yeah, probably us as younger, you know, we're in our 30s, we're in relatively decent shape. You know, we'll probably be fine if we get the flu. But if you could just not get the flu, if you get the flu shot, it seems like a no-brainer to me. But so my Christmas was pretty good, too. I went and visited my mom, my mommy, in the morning.
Yeah.
And none of my gifts arrived on time. So I was really embarrassed. I didn't have anything for them. And the visit of daddy in the afternoon.
Still calling daddy?
No, I don't. Sometimes I do it just for fun.
Okay.
And he gets uncomfortable.
I'm sure.
And that makes me laugh.
I would too.
And granddad came out from the nursing home, which was cool. It's really amazing how you just revert back to a toddler the older you get. He's a big baby.
Yeah.
Now, literally. It was rough, but it was nice to see him. So, another phone call. How do I do this again? Let's try this.
You got it.
Hello, good day. You're on Stay Woke.
Hi, Will, is that you?
It is.
This is Nick.
Howdy, Nick. How are you?
I'm all right. First of all, please, Anna's not dead. She's just sick, right?
Yeah, no, she's fine. She's just a little under the weather tonight.
My goodness.
come on, Nick.
How long have you known me, Nick? At least through the radio.
Yeah, I know. I assumed you were. Anna, get better. I'm sure she's listening. Huh?
Oh, I'm sure, no doubt. She is. And that's what's making me nervous. Is she listening? Just tapping her nails on the board. She can't wait to get back right now.
Oh, good. Some numbers. I always have numbers, Chris. Will. In 1970, one out of every 10,000 children in this country was diagnosed with autism. In 2017, the number was one in every 36.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that the flu shot is one of the things that has some sort of effect on those numbers.
Okay.
But that's amazing, isn't it? Isn't that one in 10,000 in 1970 and one in 36 in 2017?
Yeah. No,
so
it's
something something is happening.
Something is definitely happening. And I wouldn't discount that the flu shot has nothing to do with it. I think a lot of the autism stuff, though, has to do with women having children older than when they usually do. They're having children in their 40s and sometimes in their 50s now. I think that may have more to do with it than vaccinations.
Yeah, but I think vaccinations have something to do with it. That is a part of the equation.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can prove that, though, to be honest with you.
I know there's people, there are definitely doctors and scientists looking into it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem to be the case with all the research that is out.
Well, I hope not. Okay. But anyway, one in every 36 children in this country now is autistic.
I've even heard some people say that autism is a new evolutionary trait, that maybe humans are getting, they're changing into these, like, new creatures.
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful?
That would be weird. But there would be some if you have autism, isn't it kind of like Rain Man, where you're really good at something in particular and really just bad at everything else?
Yeah, I think your senses are, or there's like a particular trait or sense or something that's heightened or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
Rain Man was one end of the about half of autistic children are incapable of speech at all. And then there's the Rain Man type of autism. Autism runs a gamut.
Yeah.
So... I'm glad Anna, I'm glad you're not dead.
Well, I mean, maybe she could be. I mean, I haven't talked to her in a few hours. There's potential that she is dead. However, I think she's probably fine and just sipping some tea and cursing
Anna,
my name.
Anna, call in and let us know you're alive.
Yeah. All right.
Will, you take care of yourself.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there we go. I didn't know Ryan was a anti-vaxxer type dude. That's a little concerning. He's not... anti or pro. I don't really know what that means. Seems like you'd have to kind of take a stance on that. 813-693-2124. If you have any comments, concerns, hmbradio.com. There's a contact page there. If you need anything, I'm here for you. Get some stickers. Let me mail you some. Send me your address to The Homemade Broadcast at Radio St. Pete, Radio STPETE.com. And I think that's it. I think we'll get out of here. I don't know. It's good to be back to work, even though it's not really back to work yet because, you know, it's the following Monday and everything, and I'm recording this on the 2nd. But I feel like, you know, I got it done.
That's what is how I feel. I completed it, and then you know, next week will be better, I think, if I could say so. And on that note, I will say goodbye to you for the week. Make sure you rate and subscribe to HMB Radio on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your pods. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. Other than that, my name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.